I will oppose the Colombia Free Trade Agreement.
And I want Congress to pass a set of trade deals. Send a message to Congress to come to an agreement on trade deals.
Cause they're selling make-believe and we don't buy that here. Cause in the real world they're shutting Detroit down. While the boss man takes his bonus pay and jets on out of town. He's bailing out the bankers as a farmer's auction ground.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickssmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@therickssmithshow.com. We're trying to get steelworkers on the line to talk a little bit. Jeff Renninger from the steelworkers out in the west part of the state. Talk about tonight's big event going on in around the country with our revolution. Getting folks really active, engaged, getting people onto the idea that we need to have trade policies that are going to be able to really benefit average, everyday working people to make sure that we have the ability to fight for good jobs, fight for good trade deals that honestly and truthfully give us the ability to create jobs here at home and to really be able to create an American economy that's going to be good for all working people. And here in a second, we're going to get Jeff on the line to talk about what the Pennsylvania Fair Trade Coalition is doing and what folks can be doing across the Commonwealth. Jeff, do I got you on the line?
Sure, I have a good connection. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. So give me the bottom line. What's going on with the trade issue, the TPP? What are we seeing happening?
Still kind of in limbo, and we're waiting to see if there's going to be a lame duck vote. There certainly won't be a vote before the election. And I'm told that at this point, they don't think there will be a lame duck vote, but that's our big fear.
Yeah, I saw today that Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel economist, has come out and said, you know, at the lame duck session, you have congressmen voting who know that they're not accountable anymore. They are not politically accountable because they may leave. And they're going to need jobs on the other side, Jeff. And I think that's a very accurate description of why this shouldn't happen in the lame duck.
Absolutely. And we're hoping, our organization is hoping it doesn't happen anytime, particularly in lame duck, because what you said, a lot of the politicians aren't accountable because they're finishing out their terms, maybe not running for re-election, maybe they've gotten beaten, they have an axe to grind or somebody to take care of who is financing them. And the TPP is just terrible, as Bernie Sanders often stated, NAFTA on steroids, because it really disavows labor and environmental laws. Run by a tribunal of nations or lawyers who are picked by nations, and it has no oversight by the U.S. Congress, only up or down votes. And therefore, we can be sued. I mean, the United States can be sued because of losses that foreign countries might claim because they have to try to apply their rules to labor laws and environmental laws that right. We are demanding to get their product.
And an example of that is you look at the Keystone Pipeline, where we said, no, we're not going to let you build this pipeline through. They're actually going, the company behind it is actually going and suing us for something like $15 billion or some outrageous number.
Absolutely. And hopefully they won't be successful, but actually the TPP, the guidelines they're drawing up makes it even more possible to allow corporations to sue for the same type of losses. And, of course, the big losses will really be felt by good-paying jobs in the United States, just like NAFTA only works.
Right. So you're saying it's not going to create jobs, it's not going to be good?
No. I mean, I'm sure there will be some jobs created at some ends, but we will have the overall effect will be job losses, and it'll be good. My own place where I work at a powdered metal producer here in Holmes, Pennsylvania. I've done pretty much today,
And I'm worried about the effects that they have on us. At first, we're a pretty global operation.
Right.
Pretty simple, but once again, it can be undercut. We're told even though China is not one of the nations in the TPP, we're told that China now is going to be more competing against my company. They're actually dropping a 20% tariff that they had on their to export their own product, and it happens to be the product that my company makes. So that alone, China, even though they're not in the TPP, still plays it. And of course, the big issue here is always going to be currency manipulation, not only by China, but by others. And some people don't realize one of the biggest fears we have is we're going to compete against countries like Vietnam, who's part of this. Their average rate for labor is 65 cents an hour, and we have to compete against that. And their labor standards, their environmental regulations are nowhere near what ours are. So the playing field just won't be level.
No, you're absolutely right. The playing field won't be level. But the other part of this that we don't hear, I don't think enough of, is, you know, as you pointed out earlier, you know, the investor state dispute settlement where we can be sued for passing laws that we don't want our children smoking, or we don't want, you know, hazardous chemicals in our neighborhoods or any of that stuff. And I got to be honest, I'm not thrilled with the idea of giving up our local sovereignty, Jeff. I'm just not.
Absolutely. And the problem with this is, that a lot of people don't understand it because it's such a complex agreement. I myself, I've been aware of this for a while. I've listened to a lot of seminars on it and read, and I can't say that I totally understand the limitations. Everything's been done in secret. It's been done by corporate executives and corporate advisors, not by our government. There's no one, there's no congressmen or senators on these negotiating panels who are setting up this deal, and that's the scary thing about it. They get an up or down vote. And, Obama's not even being good with us on this. We generally like to think Obama respects the American worker, but on this, we don't think he's getting full account either.
Right. So let me ask you last question I've got for you, Jeff, then. You know, what do we do here in these last couple of days? Because the fear is, in the lame duck, while no one's accountable and Obama's pushing for it, that it goes through. What should we be doing?
Well, we should be calling our legislators, number one. That's always the best thing to do, and it's not hard to do. You know, your legislator, and I just had the opportunity to speak with my legislator, who is Congressman Keith Rossus, last Friday. He actually visited my plant, and I made sure I got a meeting with him and asked him directly whether he still opposes the TPP and whether he will keep opposing it. And I said my fear was having a vote in the lame duck. Now, Congressman Rossus told me directly that he would not support a lame duck vote, and he told me he was pretty sure there wouldn't be one. So I'm hoping he's right on that. I have a lot of other issues that I disagree with the congressman, but when he told me that, I actually offered him a local union T-shirt from here and gave him that because it's that important. We may differ on other things, but unfortunately, and the congressman is opposed, and he is opposed fast track, and we thank him for that, and I did thank him for that. But too many of his constituents, or too many of his fellow congressmen in the Republican Party, have been on the bandwagon for this, and they support it. And there's a few Democrats who do as well.
Right.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, and it's something that we're going to have to adjust. Jeff, I appreciate you taking a little time for us. Thanks so much. Great talking with you. All righty. Thanks so much, Jeff. And look, you know, at the end of the day here, to me, the reality in this trade deal, and I think Stiglitz hits on it perfectly. The fact that you would have just the idea of a lame duck is really outrageous and absolutely wrong, as he put it. And he said, look, you know, and this is, you know, part of my problem with term limits as well, because you get these lame duck sessions where now you've got these people needing to look for jobs. And they need to find people to, okay, I'll do what you want. You just give me something. This is the worst possible time to pass something like this. And I hope people will call their congressman. I hope they will reach out to their senators. Pat Toomey has now flipped out on the other side, said, no, I'm against the TPP. The guy who wrote the book on free trade. I mean, literally wrote a book on free trade, has come out and said, this is not going to happen. This is bad. He's against this. Is that an election year ploy? I don't know. But this is why people stand for elections. The sentiment of this country is we've had enough of these corporate trade deals. Not against trade, because as Jeff pointed out, his business is in international trade as well. You got to get out there and you've got to sell your stuff and you've got to do all that. But these one-sided, lopsided deals where the American workforce is getting literally decimated. We are losing industry after industry almost daily. And a big part of it is China. And I know there are those who say, well, the TPP is going to help us constrain China. No, it's not. One could argue it's the way that China gets into it, because there's a docking agreement to this TPP that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. It's kind of like a Me Too. Yeah, we'll do that too. Just sign us on. So we don't have to go through all of this messy, you know, debate. We don't have to go through all this messy discussion about, are these trade deals really going to help us? Are they high road trade deals? And are we going to enforce them? You could make the argument that there are a lot of provisions that we could be pursuing. The question is will we? Or, you know, because we haven't. We've constantly taken a beating. We've constantly taken the job losses. We've constantly taken the lower standard of living. And it's no wonder people are angry. It's no wonder voters are ticked off. It's no wonder voters are, you know what, and looking to someone like Trump who's saying, yeah, I'll burn everything down. Because you got people going, what else do I have to lose? That's what's frustrating to me. And Jeff, I appreciate you taking a little time for us. Connection not so good there. Anyway, if you've missed any of today's program, therickSmithShow.com. That's where you go to get the podcast. The Rick Smith Show app on the smartphone. Take the program on the go wherever you go. And as always, you can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. I'm going to take a quick break. In the next hour, we're going to talk with an MMA fighter about the working conditions endured there. I'm interested to find out about that. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Exposing that free trade is never free. The Rick Smith Show.